Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia established a huge advantage over South Africa on the second day of the first test at Centurion. Sean Marsh and Steve Smith first took their overnight fifth wicket stand to 233, with Smith completing his century, before Mitchell Johnson added some useful runs alongside Ryan Harris. Dale Steyn enters the pick of the South African bowlers with 4 for 78. Johnson then continued from where he left off in the Ashes by dismantling the South African top order en route to figures for the day of 4 for 51. The Proteas had collapsed to 43 for 4, but AB de Villiers and JP Duminy rescued things somewhat with a fifth wicket stand of 67, and they closed on 140 for 6 in reply to Australia's 397. Tom Latham and Jimmy Neesham will both make their test debuts in the second and final game between New Zealand and India in Wellington that gets underway tonight. New Zealand cricket have confirmed that the pair will replace Ross Taylor and Ish Sodhi respectively. The home side are 1-0 up following a 40-run win in the opening game in Auckland. Latham comes in for Taylor, whose partner is scheduled to give birth during the test match, while Neesham replaces Sodhi, with the Wellington pitch expected to offer little assistance to slow bowlers. Ireland have named their 15-man squad for the upcoming ICC World 2020, but they will be without all-rounder John Mooney, who continues to recover from a stress-related illness. The 32-year-old is the only notable absentee from the panel named by coach Phil Simmons ahead of the tournament, which starts on the 16th of March. 11 of the players included featured in Sri Lanka 2 years ago, with Andrew McBrine, James Shannon, Craig Young and Andrew Poynter the only members without World Cup experience. Following the second day of the auction in Bangalore, a total of 154 players have been sold to the 8 franchises ahead of the 2014 Indian Premier League season. Yuvraj Singh, Dinesh Kartik and Kevin Peterson were the most expensive purchases on the opening day, with the former heading to Bangalore and the latter two to Delhi. On day two, which featured uncapped players as well as international players who were not sold on day one, Ross Taylor rejoined Delhi for 20 million rupees. India under-19 captain Vijay Zoll was picked up by Bangalore, while Karan Sharma was bought by Sunrisers Hyderabad for 37.5 million.